All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, it only took 4 months, but infielder Manny Machado finally has a new baseball home. Yesterday, Machado and the San Diego Padres agreed on a 10-year deal for $300 million. Now, Machado is 26 years of age, and he can opt out after his fifth year of this deal, while he also has a limited no-trade clause. Machado is a four-time All-Star who is one of the best players in baseball. This year, and in recent years, the free agent market around Major League Baseball has gotten slower and slower as the owners are trying to squeeze out free agency and try to make it more of a deterrent as opposed to guys looking to get there and cashing in. Now, the question is, one of the first questions is, how will Machado fit in with the Padres? You look at a team, you have to go back to 2006 to find the last time that the Padres made the playoffs. They won the NL West that year. They've shown some flashes once in a while since then as far as turning things around, but the Padres have never been able to consistently get it together. And signing Machado shows that the Padres are serious, but just how serious? Because the thing is this, when you give a guy a contract like this, you expect him to be a leader. I don't see Machado as being that leader. One thing that will help is having a guy like first baseman Eric Hosmer in the lineup, because he's one of those guys that hates to lose more than he enjoys winning. And of course, that's infectious. It can be infectious. I mean, he helped the Kansas City Royals win the World Series in 2015, and he tried to bring some of that championship pedigree with him to the 619. The Padres do have some prospects in their system that they're trying to get out there and show people that they can compete, but it's going to be interesting to see how this marriage works. Now, I mean, Machado has a 10-year deal. I say anywhere between the 3 to 5 year window, you're going to see Machado on another team, because I simply don't see it working out for him long term in San Diego. At some point, being that the Padres are a small market team, they're going to look to get from under this deal. And I think it's going to be a situation similar to what we saw with Giancarlo Stanton a few years ago when the Marlins traded him to the Yankees. And even when you want to go back further than that, when A-Rod was traded from the Texas Rangers to the Yankees. I think we're going to see a similar situation to that. I don't see Machado being in the long-term plans of the Padres. This looks good on paper. It's going to sell some tickets. But the bottom line is, this is one of those things. It's a 10-year deal. It's a rental for the Padres. And you just have to ask yourself, who's going to be the big market team that is going to relieve them of payroll flexibility, give them some payroll flexibility in the next 3 to 5 years? So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.